Welcome to Alphabet Soup on the Outfield Wrap. I am Dan Morgan and I'm joined by Andy Heaton, by Paula Murphy and by Ian Salmon to discuss all things the letter W. If you haven't heard of this show before or listened to it, we take a letter from the alphabet and we discuss Liverpool culture, Liverpool Football Club and anything related to Liverpool with that letter. And I want to start, Ian, by discussing the Liverpool way. I was having to think about that in relation to prepping for this show. What is it? What does it constitute of? I think most importantly, the thing I'm most interested in, your opinion, is it adhered to?
Oh, God, right. Let's start with a nice, easy one. Yeah.
Let's just get in there. Let's just get straight. I was going to save it till last, and then I thought, no, let's get in there. Let's do it.
It's a really nebulous thing, isn't it? When you actually put on the spot and asked about it, it becomes something that's very hard to define. You would say from where we are at the moment, the Liverpool way is probably the Shankly triumvirate of the manager, the team, the fans, and that's what's actually important about it, and the board of the people who sign the checks, which doesn't actually necessarily reflect in modern football to a great extent. You know, we've always been a fan base that worships a manager and worships players, where you will see other teams where they worship the owners and they revere. You know, we saw this with Chelsea in the summer, and you know, last year all the thanks for Abramovich and what he'd done. We never think of owners that way. We think of managers, and it's them that we pledge our allegiance to. And I think partly the way would be the playing of entertaining football. The team is there to represent the fans on the pitch. It's there to actually accomplish what we want. It's I say playing as entertaining football. I lived through the 70s with the media telling us every day that we played boring football and the world would be a better place if we weren't winning everything, which was absolute bollocks. You know, we could go away to Europe and grind out a 0-0 draw, but it didn't mean for 90% of the season we weren't playing really entertaining football, because we played wonderful stuff.